Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body-mind-spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. How nice to be with you again.
Yes, and we have got a great show for you. Today, we are talking about emotions.
Oh, yeah. Those things that power us to do, take action, to be. Yes. We like those.
So my perspective is, as consciousness, we exist as joy and love, but our bodies feel many more emotions than that. And emotions direct and color our life experiences. And as children, we can fully feel and enjoy our emotions, but as adults, not so much. So our body communicates to us as consciousness with, actually our body communicates to us as consciousness with emotions, and we need to allow our body its full vocabulary to listen to what it's asking from us. And I also want to let folks know that we are live on the air right now, so if you are listening to it on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, call us at 888-627-6008 and join our conversation and talk to us all about feelings and consciousness and groovy stuff like that.
Yeah, whatever might be pulling your chain. And this is a great time because you were talking about how there are not solstices. What is it? What's showing up astrologically?
It's a full moon on the 29th.
There you go. So we've all been noticing a lot of emotional freedom showing up. And it might not always feel so good or pretty, but all those deep hidden agendas and all those things that are motivating us and not clearly, this is a wonderful time to allow yourself from a conscious perspective to play and kind of clean house and kind of be okay that you are an emotional creature. And we'll get into all this. We have some announcements to get out of the way, Joan. Is that,
where
are we at? Okay.
Announcements. Okay. So I have several things coming up. I have a webinar on this coming Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. It's Accessing Unseen Help for Your Life, Health, and Business. And I have a workshop, in-person workshop, this Monday, August 31st, on advanced consciousness techniques.
Ooh, good stuff.
Okay. And then, if you are in person, I'm doing the Accessing Unseen Help, if you're in person, Accessing Unseen Help for Your Life, Health, and Business as an in-person workshop coming up on September 14th at Crystal Voyage in Tacoma. And then I have a free meetup on Saturday the 12th, Consciousness Conversations. And so all of that is on my website at joan-newcomb.com. You can sign up there. You can find out more about that, all those different topics. And you have a meetup going on in Portland now, don't you?
Right. Once a week on Tuesday nights, it's all about Conscious Conversations with Janet, because Joan's not there because she's in Tacoma and I'm in Portland. But we're doing basically the same criteria, how to access heart space, understand what that field of unified consciousness feels like, and giving us the time, the patience, the space to listen from that place and come up with some new answers for what been puzzling us in life. So I heartily recommend it. And it's a small group, but it's a whole lot of fun. And we're just doing wonderful work. I'm so impressed with how people are willing to engage themselves. It's just wonderful. So totally get involved in that. And you can find out more on my blog or my website at janetandbeyond.com and find out about all the nice stuff we're doing there. But let's talk about emotions, Joan. This is so important.
Emotions.
Okay, because a lot of people think that's a bad thing, right? They're not comfortable being emotional.
It depends, and it probably depends on what part of the world. I mean, if we were in Spain or Italy, we would not be saying those same things. But you and I are presumably, you know, quite Anglo-Saxon Protestant or somewhere in that genre in this United States. And definitely, you know, we are not as emotionally resonant as we possibly could be.
But I think it's also, we don't show the emotions because we're all emotional. See, that's the whole thing. If you're a logical, rational, reasoning person, you may take the side of the spectrum that, emotions aren't user-friendly, which of course they are, because it's energy in motion. It is what propels us and moves us and directs our attention so much. But a lot of people don't feel comfortable showing that because for some reason that hasn't been safe. And I think it's all about safety. Don't you? That if you feel safe to be expressive, and it doesn't have to be the drama queen production of it, it's just about recognizing the part of it that, that's there, enough so that you don't have to feel that you're hiding something or not expressing. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be the drama queen direction of emotions, which I think a lot of people think.
Well, you know, I was thinking how little kids, when they get to be about two, and you know, they're called terrible twos, mm-hmm. but they are so good at being full-bodied with their feelings, mm-hmm. and they can express mm-hmm. sadness or rage or all this, and it can be really, as an adult, it can be really uncomfortable whether you're standing next to them in the grocery store and they're on the floor or whether they're, you know, because you can feel those feelings just vibrate through you. And I think that's about the time that kids start getting shut down.
Well, yeah.
You know, and
for
they don't.
All kinds of reasons.
You know, and they're totally fine with their feelings. We're the ones having a hard time with it. And yet they do need to know, you know, how to have a, how to put a cap on it. And that's exactly the opposite of what my parents just jumped into my head when I was trying to explain this. There's a lot more to say about feelings.
Well, yes, exactly. And we're looking for when emotions are appropriately expressed. I think that's what we're kind of after, is that it is enough for, you know, however it plays out. And for some reason that I love how there's just this, how do you talk about emotions? Without getting emotional or excited or whatever. It's like, okay, so this is why we're going to go drop into heart space and explore this, because the emotional terrain is what makes life flavorful, right? Oh, no, we want to embrace our emotions. So first of all, what we got to do is make sure we're okay about being emotional, because we all are. And I don't care how much you tone it down or zack it up. They're there. So how to be wise with them, how to engage them in a enriching way. That's what we're after, I think.
Yes. And there's a lot more to say about that. I have a few things to say about emotions as well, but we are sliding into a commercial break here. So What I'm thinking we should do is stop for the commercial break and stay tuned, because then Janet will be taking us into heart space and we will be talking about emotions in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about emotions.
How fun they are, right? I mean, Yes. They get the expressive, and both you and I have acting backgrounds or interest in those areas, and so we can appreciate where our sense of us is, as opposed to when we sense we're a character, and how that emotional energy can kind of shift, you know, and express itself. It's a lot of fun. And I must tell our engineer or whoever's listening that I don't have my instant messaging because I'm on my cell phone and I can't recognize that symbol on here. So I'm watching my time clock. So if anyone wants to send me a message.
Then in that case, I texted you to say that we had two more announcements before we got into the subject of emotions. And I will use that segue right now to just let folks know that we also have coming up in September, we have a conscious conference call with both of us. And so if you ever listen to the show and wish that you could actually be with us during our chats and you're not able to call in directly, this is a chance to get up close and personal and ask your questions and interact. It's a fairly small group, so that there's plenty of time for us to all talk together. And the next one is Thursday, September 17th at 7 p.m. Pacific. And if you'd like to join us, you can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com to join us.
And we go so lovely, so deep into those spaces, sacred space. And we call it sacred space, field of unified consciousness, heart-centered awareness, whatever you want to call it. There is just such a nice place in gathering there and exploring what comes out of that space. So I heartily recommend it. Nice people involved. So please do so.
Yeah. And then the other little thing that I like to remind folks is that there are many other ways to engage with us. We love hearing from you. You can join us on Facebook. Go to Facebook and look for Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And join the group and join the fun. And you can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. You can also follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. And both Janet and I have fan pages and Facebook pages. You can find us there as well. And also, this show is on YouTube, so you can subscribe to us on YouTube as well. We're just so multifaceted.
Getting out there, right. Aren't we? So okay.
You want to take us into heart space, Janet?
All right, let's see what shows up today for everyone. So the part of you that can be paying attention in a conscious way, wonderful. The part of you that's paying attention in an unconscious way, wonderful too. But what we're doing is we're dropping in, accessing the core essence of all, where we're all one, where there is no boundaries, where we're just bits of information, and we're all one. And so just let's see, what do we notice today? There's a lot of stuff in the head. I think everybody's kind of stressed today. So why don't we just kind of let that soften a bit? Soften. Feel your body soften, feel your head soften. Those places that don't feel soft, let them soften. There we go. There we go. And in doing that, you can feel how you're just dropping into a different state of awareness. So we'll say heart, because we like to have a physical place to go to. And then we'll say emotional terrain as you go out a little bit. And so often this is the way people reference heart, is through emotions. And this is what we'll play with today. So we're embracing it for sure. But just take a neutral approach here. Just notice. Notice what shows up for you when you engage yourself from that perspective. And it might be vivid, it might be dark, there might be things. Whatever you notice, it's okay. We're going to give you permission today in regards to being emotional and to the degree that you're comfortable with that. Because once you allow yourself to that degree that you're comfortable with, that's your access. Okay? That's not your final destiny or resting place. That is your access. So go to the place where you feel comfortable enough to say, ah, I have emotions. Because you can hear the rest of the statement, ah, I have emotions. I don't like them. Oh, I love them. Whatever that is, let go of it. Just let go of it. There you go. Now let's go into the core essence of all. The field of potential. The field where things are different. The field where we are all one. Just bits and pieces. And we're going to engage these two places as we explore being emotional today. Okay, there we go, Joan. What you noticing?
Well, let me see. As I'm dropping in the heart space, I am noticing a myriad of emotions. And I'm noticing a myriad of emotions, and I get whistled at by Periscope. And what I'm aware of is there is my body's emotions, which is my body's communication to me, and then there's my empathic, picking up on other people's feelings as well that are rippling through. So it's like my instrument plays my own music, but it can pick up on the vibration of others.
Great awareness of how that works. It is our own stuff and then everybody else's.
Yes, and so that, I think that's the confusing. Right, so that I think is what is confusing to a lot of people, mm-hmm. because they, they just think it's all them, for one thing.
Right.
Or, and if what I find is if it's very intense and very overwhelming, yes, sometimes it's the body that's been triggered, but sometimes it's not us. Sometimes mm-hmm. we are just really feeling somebody else's very intense communication.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's a lot there. Wow. So let's just open it up. So everybody, just notice how comfortable you are with resonating as on an emotional vibratory level. You either feel psychologically. Do we feel psychologically? Oh, I meant physiology. And we use the same word, feeling, for the emotional aspect of it and then the physicality of the aspect. So when you're anxious, for instance, your body it interprets that chemistry and holds anxiety, right? So if you're anger, your body's going to hold that constriction and you can feel it. So when you love, things kind of soften. But what you mentioned was the myriad of emotions. We have emotions we don't articulate often. We can get stuck in describing our emotional terrain as anger, love, lust, whatever. But, there are so many things in the spectrum of the emotional terrain. And some people don't hold awareness of that. They hold just a little percentage of it. And so they don't recognize, because they've not been trained in the homeschool effect, which I wrote about this week. And a friend sent in a great fun articulation of things your parents used to say and how to relabel it and reorganize it so, you know, it wasn't the suppressive thing that we all heard. And all these different ways to engage information. Well, there we go. Yeah. And it doesn't feel real, real heavy, Joan. It just feels really, there's a lot of information there.
Right. Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what do we want to do with our emotions? I think the one problem, you can call it whatever you like. Just depends on how attached you are to the language. Challenge for people is how to use their emotions well. We don't get homeschooled in that. And that's kind of what you were talking about earlier, is how to have an emotion, notice it in some way, and then go on. Because like the kid who cries. But
yes.
you if you don't pander to it or you don't do something to react, and often they just stop on their own. You know?
Right.
And it was just showing that something changed something and things are different. But if we make a big fuss over it, or if we don't really listen, we tell the child what they're feeling, then they get mixed signals and then they don't start to recognize their own experience and their emotions.
Well, and you know, it's hard to generalize. I was thinking about this.
It's hard to generalize.
But it is hard to generalize because we're talking about children, and children is a huge spectrum.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when I go, oh, little kids are at ease with their bodies and their emotions. Well, that's up until maybe the age of two, you know. And then also the whole story changes when they get to school. And then the whole story changes again when the hormones kick in. And so really, we are continuously, we're continuously having to upgrade our own interactions with our bodies and our feelings.
So that means the emotions get more sophisticated as we mature. Is that what maturity is?
I don't think there's any sophisticated. I think our responses need to get more sophisticated. But it's like just staying attuned and staying in communication with your body and hearing it and listening to it and not rejecting it at any step of the way.
I think what we're saying is that our emotions are primal.
Yes.
And you can't deny them. What you can do is educate them.
No, you can educate yourself. I don't think you can educate emotions. You can't educate your emotions.
I think you educate how you use them. I'm not saying you hurt me.
Right.
Okay. And that doesn't have to go any farther than that.
Right.
You know,
educating the emotions, but that is developing different ways to respond to your emotions and to hold a bigger space for your emotions. And that's where we're talking about consciousness, because you are consciousness as well as having a physical body that has feelings. So in this way, you get to be your own parent.
Mm.
You know, you actually get to correct. You get to be a good parent. You get to be the nice parent or whatever. You get to be the
foster. Or maybe you didn't have good parenting.
That's just what I was saying, is that you get a good parent now.
Yeah. You know, so you got to go back to school and learn how to be a good parent. And that's where
education comes in. That's where the learning.
So, all right. So let's tune in a little bit and see what we notice out there in the field of stuff.
I see a lot of adults jumping up and down in their diapers with their blankies.
Okay. Well, what would it be like to be that free? Right?
Yes.
I mean, you know, when control starts and the bowels, you know, that sphincter action starts to happen in all kinds of areas of us. There's education there certainly coming in. Okay. Emotions affect everything. I don't think you can really separate them out. The challenge is how much they're being used in ways that aren't useful. The hidden agendas behind things, or the reason we act out when we don't want to.
Well, you're talking about us being unconscious, and there are a lot of people who are being very unconscious about their emotions.
They're
how their bodies are really feeling. So sometimes your body will be acting out, and it's, you know, the core basis of it is that, you know, it's feeling fearful, but it's raging, it's trying to control everything, it's, you know, all over the place like that, and really, you know, it just needs to feel safe. It needs to feel that you're there taking care of it.
Totally. And so we use consciousness technologies and things like EFT, which is a great emotional repatterning. A lot of people use that. There's all kinds of different ways to engage your emotional terrain in useful, helpful ways, neutral ways, okay, which is, as consciousness, it's neutral to how it's expressing itself. So, and then you just get all this, oh, whoa, let's go there. That's deep.
Right.
There we go. All right, so what it would be like to engage your emotions enough to recognize you're having an emotional response, because you always are, and be clear about it. What would that be like for all of us? So maybe think of something today or that's been on your mind that you've had an emotional experience to, and you either got upset or concerned or loved or whatever it is. And just put it out there. And see if you can separate that a bit. And what if you could relate to that emotion differently? What if it was just a momentary thing and didn't have to stay in, it just went? Notice if you're kind of got a magnetic quality to that emotion.
Right. You know, emotions can pass through. You don't have to stay stuck in them. It's like they're musical notes.
Yeah. And are we playing dirges or are we playing Bach symphonies? Wagner's going on in there.
But, okay. The thing that is coming to me is that it's important to listen and hear. It's about spirit-body communication. It's about consciousness and allowing the communication from body. So what was coming up for me was all the ways that we stuff our emotions, or we numb our emotions, or we silence our emotions, you know, whether we're spacing out in front of the TV, or we're overeating, because, you know, that's another way of comforting in the wrong way. How many times did, you know, our mom, you know, stick a bottle in her mouth so that we'd stop crying? No.
Yeah, right. There's all those behaviors that we learned to maybe neutralize, but it didn't really. So let's just notice. I think what's coming to mind is some people really do emotions. And we know that as empaths or people in states of rapport that, if they're going to pick up information, it's going to be an emotional resonance. They're kind of highly tuned to that. And then there's some people that are not. And then there's everybody in between. And what do we do when it's not ours? Now, because what's coming to mind is a situation where probably everyone has gone into work and you felt something that was going on in the office.
Right.
And nobody would say anything, but everybody felt it. That's kind of what we're talking about, is that our ability to experience information from an unseen level that's triggering an emotion on an emotional level. Okay, good, bad, ugly, whatever. And how did it dictate how you felt about the day? how did it dictate what you did? Or who's had a relationship where you thought you felt kind of odd, or you felt something was going on and you didn't know how to address it or change it or be with it? I mean, we've all been there. It's a common experience. So what if we just go into this heart state, heart awareness, and we're talking core essence, we're not talking emotional heart, but we're just allowing other information. What if it was okay? Oh, and that's the other thing that comes to mind. People have different emotional resonances, so you may be in a relationship with someone who doesn't resonate emotionally, and you do. What do you do? You know?
How it's do you like balance opposites that out? Attract, and so often we will be attracted to somebody who is.
Right, because they bring us out of ourself enough. You know, there's always a trade-off going on in relationships, right? My husband tends to be pretty cool, calm, and I can get I'm pretty cool and calm, but I will take him places that he didn't necessarily know we wanted to go to. And what if it's okay? What if it's okay to have a response that someone could notice? So notice the difference in that. Notice where you feel, oh, I can't show any more of this. Okay, there we go. And what if it was okay to just, maybe someone says you don't commit. Maybe someone says something in some way that you interpret that or feel that or experience that as something that's a comment on you that you'd rather not experience. Okay, let me see how I can word this. So just notice that. You can feel how you kind of close off, how you kind of shut down, how you kind of back up. Okay, so let's put safety back into the picture, whatever that is. What happens when we add safety? What would it be like to feel safe enough, okay enough, to notice how you feel about something and not be judged in a negative way, or what you're interpreting as negative? And sometimes it is about being quiet, because that is safer, right? We have to acknowledge that it's not always, you know. But then there are times when it is.
Well, you know, you were talking earlier about drama queens, and the thing that I know is, it's a little slogan of mine is to not react dramatically, even if it seems dramatic, because usually when it's dramatic, it is some kind of dysfunctional pattern or distortion of reality going on, you know, or the body's triggered or post-traumatic stress or whatever it is. But if you can breathe calmly through it, you know, when you get out the other side, you know, whether or not everybody else is still bouncing off, bouncing off the ceiling, so you don't have to match the emotional state of others.
No, and that was the word you used, react.
Right.
So what if you don't react? Because you're triggered, and you're just able to sit back and then choose a response. That's what you just described really well. And how that's okay. What that would be like. What if their upset isn't yours, and you can allow them their upset and be okay? That's important. That's a nice skill to have. There we go. Some people aren't good at having experiences of having their needs met. And when you don't have a habit of having your needs met, then you might have to employ bigger experiences in order to get someone to notice, to pay attention.
Well, that's a typical, kids who are in family situations where they don't have their needs met, either they get really, really quiet, mm-hmm. or they get really, really loud. Mm-hmm. And so you'll get an adult who is over-dramatic or over-emotional, and that may be a core reason why that is. I also feel like, you know, we accumulate, you know, emotional memories, post-traumatic stress kind of things, and we will overreact to things in the present moment that are not, it's not an emergency anymore, you know, it's not a crisis anymore, but we're so caught up in our mental image pictures, our memory pictures that have emotions attached to them, that then we'll be, you know, bouncing off the walls ourselves when everybody else is sitting calmly. So it's, you know, it's just, it is a fun ride to have a physical body.
That's what we're talking about, people. It's fun.
Well, and the thing is that we create bodies to have these sensations for the fun of it. Because as consciousness, said this in the very beginning when I was introing the subject, mm-hmm. is as consciousness, we are joy. It's ecstatic. We are love. We are all compassionate. And we come, that is the pool of energy that we emerge from into this physical form. And the whole reason why we do it is to feel different things in the body. So emotions are just part of the roller coaster ride.
Well, it is how close you relate to that. And or how far away you feel you are from that state, or that state is always there, but it's whether we hold a deep awareness or a deepening awareness that that's who we are. And if you follow things like Abraham, you know, they're always talking about just, you know, that joy and love as core. And then there's all those that suffering, you know, to be here is about suffering. And so how does love and joy play into that? And, you know, there's all these different ways to engage. So we each get to look at what our bottom line is. What is our neutral place? Is it about feeling good? Is it about something else? So if your bottom line that life is good, is that a real stretch? Because our emotions, as we're embracing them, is about all the different ways to feel and experience life. So for me, I tend to come from maybe a little more neutral place. I think grace is full of warmth and support and non-judgment. And those aren't necessarily emotions. But yeah, you know, I mean, we have to each be comfortable with how we're going to engage life. And, you know, it's things like anger management. What a funny statement. I don't want to manage anger. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, anger is the response for a lot of different things. Sometimes,
oh, yeah.
Sometimes people are depressed and they're angry. Yeah. And sometimes people are fearful. And yeah. Anger is a great way to get them out of being paralyzed.
Totally.
So it's, you know, I think that... that, you know, people become enraged and people, you know, go postal, so to speak, because they haven't been allowed to just have all their feelings to start with.
And I want everyone to be really clear. And when I say what I said, you have to go back to consciousness is about states of information.
Yeah.
So when you're talking, and I'm not saying anything about anyone who has, you know, has had to experience anger or is in a state of it and the repercussions of it. Okay,
right.
I'm talking about that is a state, and it's the duality of something. So you're still dealing with anger, and we're looking to change the state that no matter how you manage it, the best management is that it's not there. It's not present, and then you just take it out of your field of reference, and then when it shows up, which it'll show up in different ways. It won't show up the same way because you're not in a tangle with it. So that's about any of these emotions. A lot of people deal with life through their fear mechanisms. Some deal with it through their joy mechanism. You know, there's all different kinds of ways to engage life. And too much, I don't know, can you have too much of a good thing?
Depends on what the thing is, and sometimes if you have too much of a good thing, even that becomes something that you're using to numb. You know, you're actually using to avoid feelings.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll speak for myself, but you know, I came from an environment where we weren't supposed to have feelings. Mm-hmm. You know, I've shared on this program before. My father was a spy for the CIA, so you know, mm-hmm. he could make Mr. Spock look like a hysteric.
And yeah.
So we were supposed to look like the all-American family, but we really were supposed to keep a lid on it, and we weren't supposed mm-hmm. to be expressive. And so I grew up believing, you know, that men didn't have feelings, and being the empath and the only girl, I was bouncing off the wall when I was a teenager, and that was more than female hormones. So yeah. It's taken a long time to say it's okay to feel angry when, you know, growing up as someone who would be verbally and sometimes physically abusive and raging at you, you know, for all his own reasons. So, however, if we understand that emotions are our body's communication to us as spirit or as consciousness, and that we allowing all the different emotions are like allowing all the words it needs to express itself, and not allowing certain words, it's like saying, well, you can use nouns but you can't use adjectives, and mm-hmm. that just ends up creating explosive responses because it blocks it till it explodes.
Exactly. Anything that's subverted goes someplace.
Yes.
And that's often why we say explosive, you know, like anger, because okay. And you get to you can tolerate so much, and then the trigger happens and it's out. And then how long that stays is really more about, okay, there's underlying issues here that have never been dealt with, as opposed to whatever the trigger was that was, you know, there and gone in a moment. So that's a pattern where people are using it to maybe create states of resistance or whatever the relationship is going there. There's so many different things that can be motivating people. Where did I just go? Something just showed up. Oh, I know. You know, I lead a men's group. I'm very fortunate to have be the only woman with a group of men as we explore the male gender stuff.
Great.
And the myriad of, oh, it's such a privilege. It helps me with my own maleness. It certainly helped me to understand my mother, my father, my brother. And my husband, at what motivates and how that chemistry is, and the societal barriers and boundaries and considerations and all that. And, you know, people who are not used to being expressive emotionally have had a real disservice done to them, because that's all that backed up stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
yeah.
And it's understanding that, you know, I'm thinking we can generalize about males and understand that then there's cultural differences and there's mm-hmm. orientation differences. But in my experience of having three brothers and two sons, a father and ex-husband and a husband, so my experience with males is that they express their emotions through their physicality. Mm. You know, mm-hmm. It's harder to sit and communicate about their feelings. You're more likely to get them to talk if you're jogging, if you're playing racquetball, if mm-hmm. you will. I used mm-hmm. to get my teenage son to talk when I drove him to school in the morning, because he wasn't quite awake yet, but we were in motion. And so I could have these great conversations at 7:30 in the morning with him.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
If he was more awake, he would not have talked to me. So So there's some generalizations about that, and male bodies just do like to be more active, and they do have their, the emotions are sort of a deeper, a much deeper resonance.
Yeah, right.
That women might go, why are they feeling that way? You know, and we're, our emotional resonances tend to be higher, and it's, and similar to voices, and to men can feel like, you know, nails on a chalkboard, where we're really comfortable with those feelings.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, 30 nice. Seconds. Okay.
Yeah,
so that was fun.
Yeah.
We're sliding into another commercial break. So we have to stop for a commercial break, but hold on to those thoughts and feelings, because we're going to be coming back and talking more about emotions in the state of grace.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Joan and Janet having conscious conversations. Conscious conversations with Joan and Janet. Listen to us. And we're talking all about feelings.
We've been swept away, Joan. Really? It's just lovely. So what I was noticing a little earlier, this is a huge subject.
Yes.
But notice how it's resonating. This is not resonating really heavy at all to me. This is really like butter.
Butter.
It's just, it's there, and it's not frozen solid or anything, and it's not melted. There's just a nice texture to it, which I'm really excited to feel, which I'm really excited to notice.
And I would say that is because we are all talking about this and experiencing this from heart space. And it isn't that a difference.
Yes. Yes.
When we're talking about feelings from heart space, there is it is held in a bigger resonance. It's we're starting from a feeling of well-being to be able to talk about this. And so, you know, we haven't gone to all the dramatic stuff going on in the news. We're really keeping it to experiencing it as consciousness and the experience of feelings in the body.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see if there's anything. Does it feel like it's kind of time to come out?
Yeah, it does feel like.
All righty, everyone. So just notice what it'd be like to come back into that emotional train now.
Mm.
And see if you can feel the butter. The butter.
Slip and slide back.
Yeah, into the butter. And what if this was a nice way to do this? Joan describes that so well, that this is consciousness exploring itself.
And playing with itself in physical form.
Exactly. And it's giving ourselves permission to recognize that there's an emotional resonance. Okay, and there's all kinds of different tones in there and vibrations. And just notice. Maybe you pluck the same old tune all the time. So what would it be like to notice other resonances interacting? And what is that part? The melody that runs through a song? Is that part of the song? And you add everything to it.
And the harmonics. And so there's the melody and the harmony.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's right. Okay. So let's just notice what your harmonies are. And let's be comfortable with whatever is what you're noticing. And just notice now your reaction to the word emotional, if that feels a little different, because that truly is what's going on, and that you can feel more comfortable with being emotional. There we go. So let's just keep coming back to your physical heart now then. And your lungs. And notice there's a beat and there's a breath. A beat and a breath. And just come back into being you. And notice what that feels like. Now there's some tiredness. There's some ache there. So just notice it. Just notice it. But a great exercise. And give yourself permission to notice your emotional resonances. Not be attached to them. Allow them to be what they are. The colorations of your life. The directors of your life. Right?
Right.
And embrace them. Be grateful to them. If you hoard them, if you deny them, you're getting into, you know, skewered perspectives on who you are and what you can be. So we can notice that and just be different with it. That's all.
Great. So we are... You can be in this really pleasant state as well as be at street level, so to speak, with it. And I want to remind folks about some things that we have coming up. We both have meetups. And I have a meetup coming up this Monday that is an advanced meetup, Monday, August 31st at 6:15 in Tacoma. We'll be doing some advanced consciousness techniques. And you can go to my website, joan-newcomb.com, to find out about that. And our regular Conscious Conversations meetup in Tacoma is on Saturday, September 12th at 3:30 at the Wheelock Library in Tacoma. You can find me on meetup.com as well, under Consciousness Conversations. And I'm teaching a couple of things. I'm teaching online this Friday, and then I'm teaching in person on Monday, September 14th at Crystal Voyage in Tacoma. And I'm teaching about accessing unseen help for your life, health, and business. So ways to connect with unseen support or upgrade your relationship with unseen support to create easy, amazing advances in your life, health, and business. And again, most of that is on my website. And Janet and I both have conscious conference calls once a month. And so if you want to be connected with us, you can email us for that at consciouswithjoanjanet@gmail.com. And Janet, you've got a couple of things. You've got a meetup, but you also have a special on your website too, don't you?
Yeah, and before I forget, so we have the local meetups. And if you're not local to either area, that's why we recommend the free conference call once a month.
Yes.
So those of you that are different places, physicality, that's the word. We offer that. And so you can also join us on both our, we both produce blogs weekly, and you can, on my website, subscribe to that. And we're always talking about what we're noticing in group weekly and being part of the Fuzzy Photon membership there. And you can get a $25 discount on your first session with me. And then you get, 10 great tips for enjoying life. And
which are really 29.
Which are 28 to 29 of them on there. And so, wow. Okay, this is feeling really nice, Joan.
Isn't it feeling pleasant?
It is. This is feeling very nice. I don't think people have that kind of...
I'm going to just get a couple things in while it's feeling nice and everything. I forgot to mention that on my website, if you go to my website, you can get a quiz to find out what your your essential passion and purposes. And so that's on my website, joan-newcomb.com. And other ways to connect with us, you can find us on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, or you can find Janet Barrett or Joan Newcomb on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet on Twitter, and then I'm also at Joan Newcomb on Twitter. And we are also on YouTube, so follow us on YouTube, and all our archived shows are both here on BBS Radio, but also on YouTube, so lots of ways to connect with us.
You got that all out. I just want to leave everyone with the awareness that this feels really nice.
Yes.
And so we want to thank you from whatever time space that you're going to join us and be listening in, and that keep us posted.
You've helped co-create the show, regardless of whether you're listening in the future or not, because as consciousness, there is no time or space. So we're all converging. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you all. It's been lovely. Till the next time.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb, and
I'm Janet Barrett. So,
and we'd like to thank you all.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Same time, same channel.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.